Luke chapter 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And, behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the tax collectors, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, and could not for the crowd, because he was little of stature. And he ran on ahead, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at your house. And he made haste, and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood, and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And he called his 10 servants, and delivered to them 10 pounds, and said unto them, Occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass, that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well done, good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared you, because you are a severe man, you take up what you laid not down, and reap what you did not sow. And he said unto him, Out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking up what I laid not down, and reaping what I did not sow. Why then gave not you my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with interest? And he said unto them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one who has shall be given, and from him that has not, even what he has shall be taken away from him. But those my enemies, who would not that I should reign over them, bring here, and slay them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went ahead, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he came near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent 2 of his disciples, saying, Go into the village opposite you, in which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, on which yet never man sat, loose him, and bring him here. And if any man asks you, Why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, Because the Lord has need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found it even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose you the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus therein. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he came near, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven, and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he came near, he beheld the city, and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, at least in this your day, the things which belong unto your peace. But now they are hid from your eyes. For the days shall come upon you, that your enemies shall cast a bank about you, and surround you, and hem you in on every side, and shall lay you even with the ground, and your children within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you knew not the time of your visitation. And he went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold therein, and them that bought, saying unto them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief men of the people sought to destroy him, and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him.